A Yukon Kuskokwim Delta elder and lifelong educator passed away last weekend. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes has more.
Well-known elder Gladys Jung passed away this weekend in Bethel at age 91. Jung is perhaps best known as being the first woman teacher from the region. She was born Gladys Hall in 1917 in the village of St. Michael. While she was still young, her family moved to the Kuskokwim to the village of Akiak. They took a boat up the Yukon River and then portaged over to the Kuskokwim by foot. Gladys went to the territorial school in Bethel and graduated from high school there. She went on to graduate from the University of Alaska Fairbanks in the year 1938. She married Henry Jung from Sleetmute, and together they taught in many villages on the Kuskokwim River, including Napuskiak, Napakiak, Kipnuk, Kalskag, Tuluksak, and Sleetmute. But she told KYUK in a recent interview that her first teaching job was in a village that no longer exists.
In a small village back here on the tundra, it's called Nunatjok. It's no longer in existence. But that was the only school that they had on the tundra villages. That was the only school they had at the time.
Jung's memory remained sharp. She remembered how life in the region was back in the 1930s and 40s. She says the villages she would teach in would sometimes pack up and leave for a month at a time.
They'd go out springtime camping, fall time camping. They never stayed in the village. That's why they, they never got their schools started and so on, because the people were not in the village. They had to keep going because they had to make a living. Nomadic life, that's what they had.
Even though Gladys Jung never taught school in Bethel, the new elementary school that's being constructed here is named after her. When she found out about the dedication this May, she told KYUK in a different interview that she was shocked.
Well, when I first heard that, I was just speechless. And then I was weepy.
Her lifelong dedication to education will live on at the Gladys Jung Elementary School, and so will Jung's humble nature.
I feel like I'm glad that they wanted to have me there, but at the same time, I think, why me? So I'm very proud and humbled to think that I would have a school named for me here. In Bethel, I never, ever dreamed of such a thing.
Gladys Jung had 11 children, 17 grandchildren, and 21 great-grandchildren. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.